so much, you know, feel like recovery time in the meanwhile, but coming off a defeat as in the manner it was on Monday, that mightn't be a bad thing, and to try and get, you know, again back on board again as quickly as we can. But it doesn't get any easier as regards going to Galway and with what they have, you know. But look, we need to try and pick up some points along the way, especially on the road here now, because our home form has been indifferent the last couple of weeks. So it'll be difficult in Galway, but look, we'll see what it takes.
Yeah, and we're sort of going under a period now where the break's coming up. So we've got the game against Galway. Then you've got UCD the following Friday. What really is the target for you out of those two matches?
Look, I mean, Jim, we haven't set any targets, and it's probably a good job we didn't set targets in the last couple of weeks with our, you know, our form being indifferent. Look, we need to try and get something out of Galway. Being a point away from home would be very, very good. But we've a poor record against Galway, home and away, but in particular in Ireland. So, you know, we'll do well to get anything out of it with the quality that they have. But to be fair, even though we came off a poor defeat against Longford and we conceded four goals at home, which is hugely disappointing, I thought we created a fair bit, and I thought, you know, for the neutral, it was an entertaining game, if nothing else. But I prefer, if it wasn't as entertaining, and we got something out of it.
If you're going to get something out of the game on Friday night, where do you think are the areas that you have to exploit with Galway?
Galway have very few weaknesses. They have a lot of quality. The likes of Wayne Connolly there, Mark Ludden, all Premier Division players of huge ability. Denny Furlong, Owen McCormack. So, you know, we will have our work cut out. They'll have more possession than us, and we need to try and dig in and be much more difficult to break down, unlike what we were on Monday defensively, you know, to concede four at home, albeit against a good Longford side. We're playing a good Galway side now, and as I said before, it's a serious division, and if you're not at yourselves, you get caught out as we were. I'm not saying we got caught out against Longford. We knew what they would take with them, and we knew the quality they had. But to concede four at home was disappointing. It's a long while since we conceded four at home, put it that way.
Where are your bodies wise going under this one?
Struggling as we have been. Tommy McBride is out suspended for being sent off against Longford. We had a number of injuries with the likes of Mark Coyle, who was injured and couldn't play against Longford. Like Paddy McCourt is unavailable, and we were patching things up, but we've been doing that, you know, along the way the last couple of weeks, and we've had, if you like, varying degrees of success with that. But look, it's we have a panel there, not a huge panel, and it'll mean a few of the young lads will go in again on Friday, and please God, we'll do them some justice.
On that note, with such the list being so big with the players missing, I suppose the break's going to be very much welcomed when it comes the following weekend.
Yeah, most certainly, yeah. You know, at least it gives them like 2 weeks to try and recover. A lot of the lads are playing, you know, week in, week out without training and patching themselves up and making themselves available, and it does shake its toll. And I think at least that break will give them 2 weeks to try and recover from the injuries, because they haven't had an opportunity for that to happen. But we need to try and get something as regards points on board between tomorrow and tomorrow week before we even think about the break. So, look, we'll just concentrate on Galway tomorrow, no?